videos that we have. And we will turn down the lights again for that. They go with the message, and if I talk about these events, you might not really know what I'm talking about. It'll mean more to you if you see it firsthand, because it really touched me. And this morning, the message is going to be on running to Jesus. Because I think a lot of times, when's the last time I ran to Jesus? When's the last time that I've really surrendered everything, like Kevin preached last Sunday about surrendering your all to God? When's the last time I really just came to an altar and just gave it all to Him? And I hope this is a help to you. And what's amazing is the theme. When God gave me this message, I had no idea that it'd be decorated in the sport theme. And God's the message is about running, but running the race that God set before us, but running the task that God's got you on. And everybody's course is different. Chris, your course ain't my course. My course is not your course. And we're all different. God's given us all different challenges that we have to face. And it's a matter of how you're going to face it. But in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and that'll be all the reading. It says, Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. If we can get the lights and the door and then the video. Somebody grab the door back. I'm thinking, you know, I don't run. So what do I know about running? And I thought about that. I thought about, am I running a good race for God? And I thought about, what does it take to be a good runner? These two people have stories. I mean, Heather's story is still told today. And at every year they have where they tell her story to all the track runners. They tell them, they say, look, you might fall down, but you get up and you keep running. You can still win this thing. Don't quit. And it's the same thing as a Christian. You know, you might be today here, and you're about ready to just give it all up. You say, is this Christian walk worth giving anything to? Is it worth this relationship I'm in? Is this marriage worth it? Is it even worth it? You know, you're thinking about maybe just quitting. But you know what? If you just get back up and you start doing the right things again and start doing what you should be doing, you can still win this thing. It's not over till it's over. A lot of us want to throw in the towel so quick. How many of us would have just quit when we fell down flat on our face? I would have. I'm like, well, I've lost. I'm done. I wouldn't have got up like Derek did. When Derek got up after he tore his hamstring, got up, and decided he's going to finish the race. Man, that was amazing to me. And every time I see it, I can't help but see Jesus. Because the same way, when I fall down, maybe I've tore something in my life. Maybe I've committed some horrible sin in my life. And maybe I'm broken and I'm not fixable at the time. And maybe I'm so down and out and I feel like I can't make it. But then Jesus comes out of nowhere, puts His arm around me. But you notice when He came along? He came along when I made that decision to get up. While I was in my pity, He wasn't there. But when I decided, you know what? I need you, Jesus. I need you. And this, you know, He turns. His dad's there. His father's there. Just like your heavenly Father will be there for you. He'll take you to the end. And you know what? You might not be the victor at the end where everybody says, oh, I'm victorious. But I tell you what, at that Olympics, Derek was talked about more than anybody that won the gold medals. Everybody knew who Derek was. Derek became somebody. He became an icon at that whole Olympics, even though he's a loser. We might be losers today in people, in the world's eyes. But you know what? If we get up and we just do what God's asked us to do, we can have victory again. There's so many times we just want to throw in the towel and quit. Maybe today your marriage is not the greatest as you want it to be. But all you got to do is take those pieces and bring them to an altar and say, God, it's yours. This ain't mine, it's yours. And just leave it there. See, a lot of times we'll bring something to the altar and we'll lay it down, but then we pick it back up and we carry it back with us. I was thinking about, you know, about our Christian walk, about
What is weighing me down? The Bible said in the verse scripture I read to us, wherefore seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What's weighing you down? What's weighing on you? Is it stress? Is there something stressing your life out? Is there it might be a job. It might be your kids. Are your kids stressing you out today and you're worried to death about them and you just seem like your Christian walk is going further away from God? But what does he say in verse 2? He says, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, when we start doubting and we start worrying about our children, if we would bring it to the altar and take that weight off of us and say, God, my kid's yours. God, my wife is yours. God, my husband's yours. God, this job is yours. God, this money's yours. God, these bills are yours. And you start leaving it at the altar with God, you'll be amazed at what will turn around in your life. It's easy. It's easy for me to stand up here and say, well, if your marriage is on the rock, give it to Jesus, it'll be good. Because my marriage is really good right now. My wife and I, we get along so good. She just does whatever I tell her to do, and we're happy. Hardly true. but you know, we all... You know, you gotta look at your life. Your life is totally different than mine. My race is to be a preacher and a husband and a father. There's a bunch of races God's got me in. I'm a business owner. God's got me in a race of running a company, and I need to run that company for God. God's got me preaching. I need to preach for God, not for recognition, but for God. I need to raise my kids for God. And when I keep everything focused on Him, everything turns out all right, whether I win or lose. I might be deemed as a loser. Dana and I have a thing going on. She always gives me this loser sign. And I was afraid she's going to do it when I said that. But, you know, we might be deemed a loser in this world. But I tell you one thing, we're really not. I mean, all that matters is what God thinks. What the one, the author and finisher of our faith, we keep our eyes on Him. It don't matter. You're not racing against me, David. You're not. You're not racing against Chris. We're not racing against each other, guys. We're not. You don't look at another teacher and say, well, that teacher's a better teacher than me, or I'm a better teacher than them. You're not in a race against them. Your race is not against anyone. You're running a race that God's put you in. God's giving you a task. God's giving you something to do. And you're supposed to be doing it because there's a great cloud of witnesses. Like I was sharing with Scott earlier, I said, this great cloud of witnesses, it says, wherefore, that wherefore means because of, or previously in chapter 11 talks about the hall of faith, by those have passed and gone on. Those saints in the faith have died. And he said, a great cloud of witnesses. So for me, that almost tells me like maybe they're watching us. Watching, are we running well in our fight? But not only are they watching us, but the world is watching us. And our children are watching us. And other Christians that might be down and out. And all these runners that have watched this race that are running next after this, I guarantee you they're thinking, man, if I fall down, I'm getting up. Why? Because she won. She won. She fell on her face. She was dead last. But the Bible says the first shall be last. Last shall be first. She was dead last, ended up first. All because she did the right thing. What you're doing in your life might inspire one other person to get up. There might be someone here, you're so broken. You know, inside there's some secrets. We all wear a mask. You know that? You realize that? We wear a mask in church. This is the best we are at church, most of us. We fix up the nicest when we come to church. But you come to my house tomorrow, I'm going to have my painter's clothes on. I might be dirty, sweaty, and it's different. But the mask that we're wearing as Christians, we pretend that everything's all right. We pretend that everything's good, that, you know, my life is perfect. But you know it's not. You know there's something deep inside tearing you apart. And I'm going to tell you this. I wrote this down because I thought I can't miss this. You'll never fix what you're not willing to face. Amen. You'll never fix what you're not willing to face. You got financial problems? If
you're not going to face it, you'll never fix it. I also wrote down, what you hide, you can't heal. It's pretty good. It's not original with me, but it's good. I heard that years ago, and I found it again and wrote it down. What you hide, you can't heal. If you hide the broken marriage, it'll never heal. You hide that financial problem, and you keep saying, you know, well, we got financial problems, but we're just going to bury it in the back somewhere. No one sees it. Everybody thinks we're good. Everybody thinks we're okay. You know, maybe you failed. Maybe you've had an addiction to drugs or alcohol or something, and you've been clean for years, and then all of a sudden you fail on your face, just like Heather did. You fell down. What are you going to do? Just quit because you made a mistake? Something's happened? You stumbled and fell? Or are you going to get up and you're going to admit it and say, you know what? I messed up. Because if you're going to hide it, you won't heal it. It can't be healed if you hide it. You have to admit what's wrong, or it will admit you to a life of bondage. If you don't admit that you got an issue, we all got issues. That's why we come here. That's why we come here. Why are we here? We're not here just to see each other. We love seeing each other. We love each other. We're all family here. But really, we got to admit that there's something wrong. When you admit something's wrong, then you can bring it to Jesus and get it right. But if you won't admit it, it will admit you to a life of bondage. Don't forget that. It will. That will go through you through life. I mean, Chris, later on in life, I'm telling you, if you remember these statements, it will make a world difference to your life. When your kids grow up and they become teenagers and they start doing things that are wicked or wrong and that you don't agree with and you're discouraged and you feel like there's no hope, you know what? You just remember, what you hide, you can't heal. And if you hide what your teens are doing and you don't take them to Jesus, say, well, I'm just not going to say anything. If I go to an altar and I pray for my kids, ask church, pray for my kids, everybody will know about it and it'll be out in the open. Don't hide it. You know what? The worst thing to do for a person that's overweight, trying to lose weight, hide Debbie Cakes in your drawer in your best bedroom. You hide it. You're not going to lose weight. You might go to the gym, work out, but when you get home, you got some Twinkies over there. You know, it happens. It's like a guy that has financial problems. And he doesn't tell nobody. He doesn't tell his wife that he's spending money over here and spending money over there, or a wife telling a husband that she's spending money. And then you hide that fact that you're spending like crazy and you don't have the money. And then next you know, you go spend over here until all of a sudden it shows up in the mail and you got a late payment because a check bounced, or you got a financial crisis because you're going to lose your house. You don't have the money to pay for it. See, the matter of stuff, having stuff is not wrong. It's not. Having stuff is a good thing. It's a matter of, does stuff have you? Does your stuff have so control of you that, you know what? Man, that boat, I love that boat. Man, I can't wait till church is over. I'm going to go fishing today, and I'm not coming back tonight. I'm just going to go and just enjoy my day. Does that boat have you, or do you have it? Are you living a Christian life for God, or are you living it for yourself? It's a matter of where you are in life. We stumble because we don't train. A lot of us don't train. If you don't train, see, I don't know Derek's situation. I don't know if Derek just doesn't stretch, and maybe that's why he ripped a muscle in his leg, and maybe he just doesn't stretch a lot. Maybe he just tried to exhort, making himself super strong, and he didn't do that small thing of stretching. Oh, stretching's nothing. You don't need to stretch. Just work out. Just leg press and get your leg strong. And then you blow out. But you know what? Some of us are doing that. We don't want to take the word of God and work out and build our faith. We think we can come to church and just hear the preacher, hear the teachers, and that's enough. But if you want your life fixed, you got to admit there's something wrong. You got to admit it. I mean, there's times that we come, and these altars are just two or three people. Two or three people. You know what? There's no shame coming to an altar. There's not. There's really not. Yeah, I know it's hard. I know it is hard. But if you give it all to Jesus, you'll be amazed what God can do. Sometimes we fall because of offenses. You know, you're in the church and somebody says they don't like your style of teaching. And now you're offended because somebody's words. And now you just say, you know what? If they feel that way, then I just won't teach anymore. I'm done. And you quit. You quit on God because somebody's words. Not only do we get quit and fall because of offenses of words, but because of the way people do things. Maybe you don't like the way that somebody plays their drums. Man, we just don't like the way Eli plays the drums so hard. It's just, I don't like it. You just tap it. Just tap it softly. And you don't like the way someone does it. So you get offended. And then you say something mean to Eli about their drum playing. Now, he's offended at your words. And you're offended at his ways. Now, you're both offended and you both just quit. You know, don't quit. Don't quit because of people. You know, we don't only get offended at words of people and the ways of people. We get offended at the will of God. We do. We get offended at the will of God. You know, we prayed for so-and-so in our family to be healed of cancer, and God let them die with cancer. And if God's going to be that way, then I don't want to do with God. And we just say, I'm done. But you don't see what God sees. You don't see what suffering that person might endure if God let them stay here. God was taking the easy way out for them, even though it seems hard for us. Sometimes what's so hard for you, it's so easy for God. I love that story when Derek's dad came down and put his arm around him. Boy, it makes me just think, you know, Jesus has come to each one of us right now. Think about it. He's come to you sitting in your pew, and he's got his arm around you. He just wants you to say, you know what? Come to the finish line. Come to the finish line. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel so early. Don't just give up, but come and give it to God. There's time in our lives that we just hold everything inside. What's weighing you down? Is it stress? Depression? Bitterness? Is it hatred? What is it? What's weighing on you? There's something heavy on you. He said, lay aside every weight, not just stress, but bitterness and hatred. And envy, these stressful things that are in our lives, these things that are weights that are weighing us down. He said, lay aside every weight, every one of them, and the sin that does so easily beset us. You notice he said the sin, because everybody has that one thing in your life that, I mean, I know there's multiple sins that we all commit, but you got that one thing in your life that you routinely commit over and over and over. And you know it's wrong. He said, lay it aside. Put those things away. Quit looking back. When you're running in a track meet, we were at a Saudi Arabia track meet last year, and a little boy was winning on our team. He was smoking everybody. It was just like he was like 6-7 seconds ahead of everybody. And we thought, man, this is awesome. And next thing you turn around and look, and he looks back to see where everybody's at, and he trips over his own feet. Ends up fourth place. He gets up and finishes, but he ends up fourth, all because he got his eyes off of the goal. Is your eyes off of Jesus today? Have you been looking back, looking at someone else, looking at what everybody else has done, be concerned about them? You know what? It's not over until you quit. Don't quit today. I know the message isn't long, but don't quit. Don't give up. God's got a way for you to win. And you might be deemed in everybody's eyes like you're a loser because you didn't get a trophy, but you get the ultimate trophy at the end because you went with Jesus. Will you run with Jesus today? Will you not quit? And Scott, y'all go ahead and come, get ready. Everybody, you can stand. Go ahead and stand. Just stand a second. In your heart and mind, ask yourself, is there something inside of you that's weighing you down? And maybe you're broken inside today. Why don't you just come and just leave it at the finish line? Give it to God. God will take care of it all. God can do a miraculous work in your life if you just give it to him. Quit holding on to silly things. Quit holding on. God loves you. God wants to move in your hearts, and God wants to just take you and make you a better person. But if you hold it and hide it, it won't get better. Don't hide things this morning. Don't hide it. I mean, God knows it all. Go ahead and play.